You're listening to the Maritime Outdoors Podcast, episode 31. Hey there, Dave Doggett here, and thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Maritime Outdoors Podcast. Formerly the Maritime Outdoorsman podcast. Just a little tweak on the name. It's been a few years since we had an episode. Gearing up to release a new season of episodes. Not exactly sure how many episodes are going to make up the season, but I'm thinking somewhere around maybe six per season will be the target. Don't hold me to that. And we'll see how we make it with that. So, yeah, thanks for tuning in. It's been a while, no question. If you're listening to this, I really appreciate it. It means that you either have been a longtime fan of the show or you just recently found out about it. Either way, nice to have you here. A couple things I want to touch on, but before we get started, I want to reflect on some sad news. That happened back in the previous Thanksgiving, so 2021 Thanksgiving. My good friend and probably known to a lot of you listeners, Mike Crosby, passed away suddenly, very suddenly, and kind of shook the whole world, including, of course, his family. But he was very tightly knit into the sport fishing world, more commonly the Atlantic salmon and conservation end of things. He was currently, at the time of his passing, he was the acting president of the Nova Scotia Salmon Association. I had been doing some work with him on some things for the association ongoing and some various other projects. And so that, you know, it was really hard news to handle. We've had some time to digest it. It still doesn't seem possible. Mike just seemed, you know, larger than life. Those of you who knew him would know that he lived more in the hours that he was awake in the run of a day than the majority of the rest of us. In fact, probably more than two or three of us combined. I was fortunate enough to have him on episode 15 of the Maritime Outdoorsman podcast. So if you have some time, definitely would encourage you to listen to that. It's a great way to, remember Mike and feel like he is still here. We get to hear the story of his giant Atlantic salmon that he caught in New Brunswick a number of years ago. And just an all-around great guy. Can't say enough good about him. Episode 15 of this podcast, you can listen to him. Mike and I have a conversation if you want to do that. So thoughts continuously go out to the family. I know they're still reeling with the situation, picking up the slack for where he left off with some fishing lodges and his work in the conservation end of things. So that is what I wanted to say about that. So thanks, Mike, for everything that you have done. He was basically a fishing mentor to me and also a business mentor. That I wanted to start the show with. Some new news in the online outdoor space over the last winter and spring. I decided that, you know, I still haven't really seen an all-encompassing online community for the outdoors people in the Maritime provinces. Now, I am definitely first and foremost an angler. So you may remember back in the early 2000s, I created a network of angling and hunting online discussion forum websites that had photo galleries and whatnot, and ran those for over a decade. Had a good time, had some not so good times, turned those over to a different company in 2012, 2013, And since that time, I really haven't seen anything filling the outdoor space and encompassing all interests. Now, myself, I'm first and foremost an angler, always have been, probably always will be. So my primary interest and engagement is in the angling end of things. So over the winter and the spring of this past year, I created a Telegram group. Now, if you're not familiar with Telegram, it's another social networking app designed for groups of interactions, mostly messaging and voice chats and that kind of thing. I just thought it was a great platform. So I created the Maritime Outdoors Telegram channel, and you know, we've got a handful of people in there. As of the time of this episode, I think we have around 25, 30 people in there that do engage from time to time. We're looking to grow that through this season and maybe through next year, see if we can get that up to a bigger number and have some more excitement in there and engagement. So if you haven't seen that already, you can just go to maritimeoutdoors.com and you'll find some links and information there to where you can get connected in that group. I apologize if there's some noise in the background here. I thought I picked a quiet spot to record this, but it turns out some town construction work is getting set up near me. So yeah, it's a Telegram channel designed to accommodate any kind of outdoors interest, fishing, hunting, camping, hiking, and just see if we can get a group of people together where we can exchange positive influence and stories and photos and videos and ideas and have voice chats. Now, in the later part of the winter and spring, we were having a regular weekly voice chat, voice video chat, which was kind of cool. And it helped us get through those last few months before the fishing season opened. So again, you can check it out and hopefully you'll become a part of it. It's very simple. You just download the Telegram app on your mobile phone. It has to be done through a mobile phone. I think it's called Telegram Messenger. And once you download that, you set up your little profile. It connects to your mobile phone number. After you set it up, you can then install it on a desktop or a laptop, and you can connect that way as well. But you do need to initiate it on a mobile phone. And then once you're connected, just search for Maritime Outdoors and you should find the group. If not, just go to maritimeoutdoors.com and click on the link that way and you'll get right in there. So hopefully you take part in that. And yeah, it's been kind of an interesting season. I personally had a pretty good spring, early spring, for some native brook trout in some of the tributaries down here on the I'm on the south shore of Nova Scotia. I was in contact with various people all over the Maritimes who seemed to have pretty good success early in the season. Of course, we had a fair amount of rain, which was nice. And even right up until recently, the lakes are nice and high. So yeah, it's been nice that way. There's lots of water in the lakes and rivers. You know, I've been doing some smallmouth bass fishing, which is close to home, nice and easy to get access to that, fun for the kids. And, there's been a lot of striped bass fishing. I know in the spring especially, I remember seeing lots of photos online with the striped bass being caught in various locations. I will say, on a personal note, I am a little, disturbed by the number of people and fish that seem to be being kept. Now, I know the population has made a rebound in many locations. Back when I was a teenager, we fished striped bass down in the Bay of Fundy, Annapolis Basin region, and the numbers were on the decline big time. We were keeping our limit back then. If I could change things, I would. I'd go back in a heartbeat and release the majority of those fish. But, you know, the population declined, basically crashed, and it's made a rebound, thankfully, in various spawning populations, which is great to see, but it seems like we are possibly headed for a little bit of trouble again. Just the sheer numbers of people that I see that seem to be keeper oriented, and yep, within your legal rights to keep a fish that's of certain length, certain size, but I am hearing a lot of stories of people keeping more than their share and undersized fish, and you know, that stuff really bothers me. You know, there's no reason to abuse a resource that's as good as that one. Striped bass are an absolutely fantastic sport fish. You know, let's let them grow and breed so that we have a large number of them for many years to come. Also hearing great things, especially in Newfoundland and Labrador with regards to, you know, good Atlantic salmon fishing and, of course, monster brook trout. Speaking back about Mike Crosby, some of the lodges that he's a part of and his family is now a part of, you can find out more information about that at Maritime Outdoors as well. There'll be a link there where you can find out about Crooks Lake Lodge, Flowers River Lodge, and Hawk River Outfitters. Three fantastic lodges I have not had the pleasure to visit. I really should have taken Mike up on that offer back in the day when it first came up, but it just didn't work out for various reasons. But just fantastic fishing up there. And if you have a chance, definitely check those out and consider booking a trip in an upcoming season. I think that's about it for today, but I did want to let you know that I am planning on producing a new season of shows. It'll definitely be in audio format. If I can pull off a video format as well, I will try and do that. I've got some great ideas for content, so stay tuned for that. I will not say exactly how soon those will happen, but I'm hoping, you know, maybe to aim for releasing one a month if I can make that happen. So definitely stay tuned, and by all means, if you have the ability to share this episode on social media or tell a friend, that would be absolutely fantastic. I would really appreciate that. So with that said, have an absolutely fantastic day. I hope this season, this summer, is treating you well. It's good to be back out there again. You know, we're able to gather with friends again this year after the lengthy pandemic. Not that it's totally over. I personally don't believe that it is, you know, something to ignore and completely forget about. Be careful, be safe, and have a great time. And we'll see you on the next episode. Take care.